Okay, so I'll start off with the Ben Ishchai's famous Marshall story everybody knows, but the point is brought out very clearly. Parshas Shalach starts off that Mitzrayim sends out Bnei Yisrael, and Pari has a change of heart, and Pari decides to run after Bnei Yisrael. And we find in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Beis, Pasuk Dalid, V'chisakti Yisrael Paroi, V'rodaf Achareim, and I'll run after them. Pari decides to run after Bnei Yisrael. And V'yehofech V'apari V'avodav El Ha'om, he ties his chariots, he takes 600 chariots, and right before Sheni, Pasichas, Vayechazek Hashem Esreif Paroi, Mech Mitzrayim, Vayirdoif, and he runs after Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael Yoitzim Yod Roma. And the Ben Ishchai explains, what was the whole significance of the chase? The Paroi had to, Mitzrayim chased after Bnei Yisrael. Hashem could have destroyed Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim without bringing the whole chase and the climax at the Yamsuf. Why did Hashem bring about the whole chase, the climax at the Yamsuf? Hashem could have destroyed the Mitzrayim with the 10 Malkus. What was the whole chase at the end? And the Ben Ishchai answers with a famous story. They say, oh, well, I'm sure everyone knows the story, but it brings a good laugh and brings out the point. There was once a merchant who was traveling, and he went away on business, and he's on a return trip traveling through the forest, and he has with him all the money that he earned. And a robber comes out of the trees, comes out of the woods, holds him up, okay, with the sword, and says, give me all your money. Holds him up. It seems they had guns in those days. The marshals with a gun, holds him up with a gun. And the robber, and he says, please, I just earned the money, I'm going home to my wife. I need to bring some money home, you can't take it all away. Hand over your money. He has no choice, he gives his money to the robber. And he says to the robber, you know, I have a problem. My wife is never going to believe me that the money was stolen. She'll think that I earned money for 6 months, I put it away, and I'm hiding it from her. I need to show some proof that you stole. He says, do me a favor, I'll hang my hat on a tree, everyone knows the story, and shoot a hole through my hat. So this way I'll come home, and I'll show her my hat has a bullet hole in it, she'll believe me that I'm telling the truth. So the robber shoots a hole through his hat. He says, you know what? My wife will still think I'm making it up. Do me a favor. I'm going to take off my shoes, and shoot a hole through my shoes. Shoots a hole through his shoes. You know what? I'm afraid my wife won't believe me. I'll take off my shirt, my jacket, hang them up on a branch, shoot a hole through my shirt, a hole through my jacket. This one wife will see that he really meant business. He shoots a hole through his jacket, takes off his pants, shoot a hole through my pants. He says, do me a favor, shoot another hole. I have to really show her that it's the truth. The robber says, I'm sorry, I have no more bullets left to shoot. He hears the robber has no more bullets left, he jumps on the robber, takes back all his money. Says the Ben Ishchai, if Mitzrayim would have let us go, and they wouldn't have chased after us, they would have a schus. There'll be a schus, the Mitzrayim freed us. Mitzrayim could walk around saying, look, we freed Bnei Yisrael. We let them go. Okay, good. They were wrong, but at least at the end, they freed us, and they have a schus. Hashem wanted to make sure Mitzrayim had no more bullets left. They had no more ammunition left. No schus at all. They can't tie anything good at all in their defense. So what did Hashem do at the end? At the end, Hashem hardened their hearts. They should chase after Bnei Yisrael, showing they had charata on letting Bnei Yisrael go. They are taking back what they did. They're changing their minds. They had charata, so any schusim that they had, they lost. So Hashem wanted to take away any good the Mitzrayim did by having them chase after Bnei Yisrael. And therefore Hashem, so to speak, used up all of the bullets. They shouldn't have any good tainus left by having them chase after Bnei Yisrael. They had charata for what they did. The pasuk says later on, "Vayayim Moshe Ha'om Al Tirol Is Yatzvu Ruas Yeshuas Hashem." Also, Gimel Magid's famous marshal, which we said over, but the lesson is very powerful. It says in right before Shlishi in Yudalid pasuk Yud Gimel, "Vayayim Moshe Ha'om Al Tirol." Moshe says to the nation, "Don't be afraid. Is Yatzvu Stand Rule and See Is Yeshuas Hashem Asher Yaslechem Hayom. See the Yeshua that Hashem did for you today." What's this Yatzvu? Stand and look and see the Yeshua. Gimel Magid explains very nicely with the famous marshal. Very rich man is marrying, looking for a shidduch for his daughter. Make the story short. They find a nice poor boy, a Talmud Chacham. Everything is very good except that he's a poor boy from a poor family. And the usher says, it doesn't matter. He's a Talmud Chacham. We'll take him for a son-in-law anyway. And he makes a big party to celebrate the engagement, the Tanoim. And the poor chassan comes with his family, and they eat by the party. Before they go to the party, somebody says to the chassan, you know, you're going to eat in that usher's house? That usher has a very, very fancy set of silverware, with gold and diamonds, and it's a beautiful set of silverware, the forks, the spoons, the knives, the bowls, the plates. Ask him to see it. It's really something to see, this beautiful set that he has. Beautiful set of dishes and silverware that he has. He says, fine. And they serve the meal, and there's one course after another, and the poor chassan never saw so much food in his life. He's used to his herring and his bread, and one meal after another, an appetizer, and the soup, one after, and he's just amazed at all the food that he's eating. Finally, the suda ends, and they're cleaning up, they're putting away all the dishes, taking off the tablecloths, and he remembers about the silverware, and he says to the usher, can you do me a favor? I heard that you have this fancy set of silverware with gold, diamonds on it. Can I please see it? I'd love to see it. And his father-in-law says to him, where have you been the whole night? Don't you realize the silverware that you ate with and the bowls and the plates that the food was served on was that fancy set? You didn't notice the beautiful silverware? And the chassan is very embarrassed. And he says, I'll tell you the truth, he said, I was so busy concentrating on the food. I never saw such food in my life. I didn't notice the silverware at all. Says Adonai Magid, the same is true. It's Yatzvuru. Klal Yisrael is busy. Mitzrayim is chasing behind them. The Yam's in front of them. The Midbar's on the sides. They're trapped all around. Help! Help! Moshe says, it's Yatzvuru. Stop for a second. Look around. Uru es Yishuas Hashem. See all the nisim that Hashem did for you. Look around. Don't all of a sudden forget everything that Hashem did. Just because right now you have an Eis Tzara, right now things are a little bit tight. The Mitzrayim are here, the Midbar's here, the Yam is here. You don't know where to go, you don't know where to do. It's not the end of the world. It's Yatzu. Stop. Look around. Don't be so concerned with yourself, for your own Tzaras. Remember all the Yeshuas that Hashem did for you. It's Yatzu. You have to stop and stand still. Uru, and look at all the Yeshuas that Hashem did. And when a person, when you realize the Yeshuas that Hashem did, a person understands that there's no such thing as giving up. Hashem always brings Yeshuas. And the same is true for us. We go through life, this sorrow, that problem, that situation, and we lose it. I can't learn tonight, I can't. Everything's bothering me. It's Yatzvu. Stand still, rule, and look around. Remember all the nisim that Hashem did. The person sees the nisim that Hashem did, the person realizes that Hashem is watching over him, and Hashem protects him. The Beis HaLev is a beautiful word. We have the Shira Oz Yoshe Moshe. And the Medrash says, Moshe Ba'oz Chatasi. Moshe sinned with the word Ba'oz. And Me'oz, Ba'oz Amru Shira. He said Shira with the word Oz. Where did Moshe sin with the word Oz? At the end of Pashas Shemois, the Pasuk says, Me'oz Basi Apare L'darbe B'shmecha. Moshe says, from the time that I went to Parah to speak in your name, Paro takes away the straw, life becomes more difficult for Bnei Yisrael. Me'oz, from then, the time that I went to Paro, Moshe complains to Hashem with the word Oz. Moshe sort of has a kapara, makes up for it by Oz Yoshe Moshe. He's saying Shira using the word Oz. Okay, nice message. The Beis HaLev was pshat. Oz, uses the same word. It's a vada that goes much deeper. Moshe, when he complained, the Shibud and the work of Mitzrayim, no good is coming out of it. It's hurting Bnei Yisrael. Me'oz, the Shibud is too difficult for Klal Yisrael. You're making it too hard. Oz Yoshe Moshe. By the Yam Suf and Klal Yisrael said Shira. Not only did they say Shira on the Gula, but they said Shira on the whole process. They understood at that point that the Golus Mitzrayim, the whole Shibud was necessary in order to cleanse them and prepare them for Kabbalah Satayra. Without going through Mitzrayim, they wouldn't have been able to go out to receive the Torah on Har Sinai. They had to undergo the entire process. And through that process, they brought Hashem's covenant to the world. Niskal Kavod Shemayim. Because through the Makis, each time the Makis happened, the whole world heard about what happened in Mitzrayim. And Hashem's covenant, Hashem was revealed to the world. So Klal Yisrael, through the Shibud, they became ready for Kabbalah Satayra. They also brought about Kavod Shemayim. They also revealed Hashem's name in the world. So by the time they came to the Yam Suf, by the Gula, Moshe understood, and Klal Yisrael understood, that not only do they have to thank Hashem for the Gula, but the Shibud itself, the Golus itself, they also have to say a Shira to Hashem to thank, because it prepared them for Kabbalah Satayra, and they were the Keli, the tool in this world that was used to bring about Hashem's honor, because Hashem was known now throughout the world because of the Makis that he did on behalf of Bnei Yisrael. So Moshe said, Shira Ba'oz. Oz was machape for the previous me'oz. The first time he said me'oz, he complained about the shibud. Now he said Oz Yoshe Moshe, he gave Hashem Shira for the shibud. He understood that the galus was necessary for the gula and all the good that came out of it. So the Oz now was to give me thank you for the shibud as well, was a kapara for the Oz that he said earlier. Because like we said in Tehillim, David Melch says, in Halel, Oitcha Hashem ki anisani, v'atihili Yeshua. I thank Hashem ki anisani, the Lashon of Inui, that Hashem sort of tortured me, brought me tzar. It was v'atihili Yeshua, because the Inui itself was a Yeshua. Sometimes, we don't always see it. Something bad happens, we don't understand that we need the bad. The bad brings about the good at the end. But a person who thinks and realizes, Oitcha, I thank Hashem ki anisani, for the Inoi, because the Inoi about the healing of Yeshua was to me for Yeshua.
Okay.
I'll continue now, and then
I'll continue right now.
Relax. Okay. Good. Okay. Vatan lehem Miriam Shiru Hashem. I don't know if I said this over last year, but I said this right over, and this is for all the ladies who like this one. Vatan lehem Miriam Shiru Hashem Kigalgo. Miriam answered that she said Shira, and Rashi brings down that Moshe said Shira for the men, and Miriam said Shira for the ladies. And the lashon the pasuk uses is a little bit difficult. Vatan. What does Vatan mean? She answered. When do you answer? When is a question?
When they ask the question.
Is there a question? What's the question? Miriam answered and said, for the ladies, Shira. Is there a question that Miriam answered? Second of all, the pasuk says, Vatan Lahem. How is Lahem spelled? Lamed Hey, Mem.
Should be a
Nun. Mem is a Lashon Zocha. Lahem with a Mem, them is Lashon Zocha. Lahen with a Nun is Lashon Kevel. So why does the pasuk say, Vatan Lahem, Miriam answered for them? She's not speaking to the men. Vatan lehen. She's speaking to them, to the ladies. Should have said, she answered them, lehen. So, I think I said this over a while back. Mishaya Cheshin's Asal says over a beautiful insight. What happens? Miriam comes to the ladies and says, the men said Shira, we have to say Shira. They had their instruments, ready to say Shira. The ladies say, wait a minute. The ladies say, wait a minute. We should say Shira? Why should we say Shira for? What's the whole purpose of Hashem taking us out of Mitzrayim? We go into, it says earlier, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Tavdon es Elokim al Ahor Hazeh, Kabbalah Satayra, to go receive the Torah on Har Sinai. The whole reason Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim is to receive the Torah on Har Sinai. The lady said, Torah? We're potter for morning Torah. That's a mitzvah for the men. It's not a mitzvah for the ladies. So, what's the big celebration? Now, we should go ahead and say Shira. We should go ahead and play music and dance.
Snowy night.
What? Oh. Why should we go ahead and say Shira? The men are the ones who should say Shira. Because Mitzrayim, leave Mitzrayim to preparation for Kabbalah Satayra. Preparation for Kabbalah Satayra, that's the men's department to learn Satayra. Not the ladies' department. That was the question that they asked Miriam. Vatan lehem Miriam. Miriam answered, what happened by Kriyas Yamsuf? Shiru Hashem. Sus Hashem threw into the Yamsuf the horse and its rider. The riders were the mitzvah. They deserve to be punished.
What's up with the horses?
What did the horse do? What did the horse do? Horse had bechira. What did the horse do?
A victim.
Ah, but it was the horse supported the rider. The horse supported the rider. The rider rode the horse. Horse supported the rider. Horse supports the rider. The supporter is just held responsible like the rider himself. Mida toiva merubo mibinis peronis. When Hashem pays a person back for a mitzvah, it's much more than how Hashem punches a person who did something wrong. Kavachaymer, if this horse who has no bechira is punished because it helped the mitzvah, Kavachaymer, a person who has bechira and helps somebody else do a mitzvah, they'll be rewarded. Miriam told them, your job, you may not have the mitzvah of learning Torah yourself, but your job is to support the men that learn Torah, to help the men that learn Torah. Encouraging them to learn, helping them to learn, making it easy for them to learn, that's where you have your schar. Your job, your mitzvah, is to help the men learn. I think Gemara says in Brachas, daf Yitzayin, Noshim b'may zachim. What's chus do the ladies have? They bring their children to learn, and they let the husbands come out and learn and wait for them to come back late at night. So the ladies' chus is their learning. So Miriam told them, you're right. Talmud Torah might not be your mitzvah directly, but you'll have the job of supporting Talmud Torah. And for that alone, deserve to celebrate Kabbalah Satayra. Why does it say Batan Lahem? Because Lahem. Miriam was hinting to them, and the Pasuk is hinting this answer. Batan Lahem. Mary answered, you know what the answer is? Lahem. For them. You know what the answer is? You know why you should celebrate Kabbalah Satayra? Lahem. Because your job is Lahem to support them. Your job is to help the, is to help the husbands learn, to help the children learn. That's your job.
And
that's why the question was, what skills do we have? Why should we celebrate as much as the men do? Because the men have, the whole purpose was Kabbalah Satayra Behar Sinai. That's the men's, the men have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, not the ladies. Terence says that the ladies have the mitzvah of supporting the men, helping the men. And therefore, it's just as choshev as the men's learning. The ladies' chos is just as choshev. So, that's good for the ladies. But the men have a responsibility now. That means the men have a tremendous responsibility because the wives are relying on them. The wife is relying on the husband to go out and to learn, because that's her, that's his chus. So when she sends the husband out to learn, we have an achrayis that we have to go, we have an achrayis to go out to go out and learn. I think Rabbi Yitzchak Chaim Zonnefeld said over, the lachem may have best mishonah, if he comes to Shemayim, they're going to ask him what chus he has. He says, I don't know what chus I have, but my wife will say that she was married to a Talmud Chacham. And that's what, if my wife could say she's married to a Talmud Chacham, that's my source, that's what I have. In other words, wife has the achrayis of helping the husband, encouraging the husband, but the husband has to be the one to carry it out. Pasuk says, Rabbi Chamishi, Ki ani Hashem loifecho. I'm Hashem, your healer, loy osim ko'amachla shesamtik Mitzrayim. Any sickness that I put in Mitzrayim, loy osim alech, I won't put upon you, Ki ani Hashem loifecho, I'm Hashem who heals you. And Rashi brings down that v'im osim, if I did put on you a makah, ki'ilu loy husom, it's like I didn't put it, because I'll heal you, it's like the makah was never there. So the Rebbe Shapiro brings down from the Zohar Kodesh, and the Zohar writes, there's a big difference between a person who heals and Hashem who heals. We say in Shemoneh Esrei, Rifeinu Hashem, Vnei Rafei. What's the Vnei Rafei? Rifei Hashem, heal us. Vnei Rafei, and we're healed. What are we ending on with the word Vnei Rafei? Rifeinu Hashem, Hashem heal us from our machlis, our makis. What are we ending on with the word Vnei Rafei, and we'll be healed, we're healed. Says the Zohar Kodesh, because we're asking Hashem, Rifeinu Hashem, Hashem heal us yourself, not through a shliach. Not through a doctor, not through a boss of a dog. Heal us yourself, and then v'nei rafei. Then we'll be completely healed. Because when Hashem heals a person, the machla is completely gone. It's taken away. When a boss of a dog, a human being heals a person, some rosh of a trace of the machla of the sickness still remains. So what tefillah is, refer'enu Hashem, Hashem heal us, v'nei rafei will be healed completely. There won't be any trace of the sickness left. Says Rashi. Hashem says, Ki ani Hashem refecho, loy osim alech, I won't put it upon you. And even if I do put the makkah upon you, it's as if I didn't, because when I remove the makkah, when I heal the makkah, it's as if it never was there, there's no trace of the makkah remaining. And I saw today a story I never saw before. The Chofetz Chaim, there were a bunch of doctors who got together in Vilna, and they wanted to make recommendations to the yeshivas how they should conduct the yeshiva for the health of the Talmidim.
A health program
for the Talmidim. They wanted to, the health, how many hours they should learn, how many hours they should have recess, how many hours they should sleep, what kind of food to serve, government intervention. These are from doctors. But they felt it was a te'elas to do so. Chofetz Chaim heard about their meeting. He wrote them a letter. Chofetz Chaim wrote them a letter. And he wrote them the following letter. And he said to them, Baruch Hashem, everything's good in the yeshivas. He gave them a bracha and he said to the doctors, Hashem was the roifei, choyli am Yisrael, should help you continue to be doctors, to give refuas. I heard that you're looking into the situation in the yeshivas. You're very concerned about the health of the Talmidim in the yeshivas, how many hours they should learn, how many hours they should rest, what they should eat. Chofetz Chaim wrote, I want to tell you that everything is going to be tamidim, Baruch Hashem, healthy. They eat three meals a day. They learn. There's a first Seder, there's a second Seder. They have breaks in between. They learn. And they're good. And everything is fine in the yeshivas. And he signs the letter. He says, cover the Torah, and so on. He signs the Yisrael Me'akayin, reads the letter. Then he writes a P.S. in the letter. And he writes in the P.S., it says in Pashas Mishpatim, Pashas Yisrael, Kol Anegei Abahar Mois Yumos. Whoever touches the mountain, Har Sinai, is Chayiv Misa. Chav Chaim writes, and he says, whoever touches the mountain is Chayiv Misa. Kal V'chaymen, definitely whoever touches the Torah itself is Chayiv Misa. That was the letter. That's how he ended off. That was the P.S. in the letter. That was a P.S. in the letter. That was, the message was very clear. Okay, obviously, I guess they backed off afterwards. But the godless was the way he wrote the letter. First he wrote a letter praising them, very bakavadik.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, he just put in that one line, sharp line of musa, and the point got across very clearly. Whenever you want to give somebody musa, you have to start off, build a person up nicely. And then,
back
tell
them
what has to be done, what shouldn't be done. But if you attack a person right away,
100%.
It doesn't work. Backfires all the time. It doesn't work. Reb Chaim Voloshin had a brother, Reb Zalman Voloshin. And he was known, probably in Kol HaTorah Kulo Baal Peh, from one end to the other. And he learned Masechtah hundreds and hundreds of times. He went through Shas. And he constantly was going over, chasming over. And somebody asked him, why are you constantly going over? You know it already. You learned it hundreds of times already. Why are you constantly going over what you learned? And he told him beautifully. He says, it's the Gemara Megillah Dav Zayin. The Gemara Megillah Dav Zayin says, Tanu minei arbo'in zimnin, v'domi keman demunach b'kisein. I don't remember which Amayr it was, but he learned a certain halacha, and he repeated it 40 times, and after learning it 40 times, it's like it's sitting in his pocket. It's like he had it in his pocket. So says the Gemara. So Zalman Voloshin said, what's the significance of it being in his pocket? Why didn't he say it's like it's in his chest, in his treasure chest? He put it away in his closet. If he learned it 40 times, it's like he put it away in his closet. What does the Gemara mean? It's lying in his pocket. And he said beautifully, because we had the Gemara above Metziah. Adam asli l'mashmesh b'kisoy b'chol shor. A person constantly fills his pocket to make sure that his money is still there. He didn't lose it. He says, when you learn, you can repeat it over and over and over again. But the goal is, it should be in your pocket. And a person constantly fills his pocket to make sure it's still there. So no matter how many times you learned, no matter how many times you reviewed, there's always time to go over again. It has to be in your pocket. It's hard a lot of times to review the chazarot, what you learned. A person always has the desire to learn something new, to go on. You have to do, a person has to do both. You have to go on at the same time. You have to chazer over what you did. But it has to be like it's lying in your pocket. This will end off. At the end of the parasha, we find this Amalek attacks at the end of the parasha. And the pasuk tells us, where was Amalek? The pasuk tells us in Perek Yudzayin Aleph, Vayisu Koladas, I'm sorry, in Perek Yudzayin Pasuk Ches. The pasuk says, Vayavay Amalek, Vayelachim, Im Yisrael Berefidim. They attack Yisrael and Refidim. It says earlier, in the beginning of the parak, in Pasuk Aleph, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael, Vayachanu b'Refidim. They rested in Refidim. And the question is, we already know they were in Refidim. There's no need for the Torah to repeat itself and say that Amalek came and attacked Yisrael in Refidim. We know from seven Pesukim earlier where they were. Vayachanu b'Refidim. And the Gemara learns out that Refidim, besides being a place, there's a message from the word Refidim. It means that Sherafu Yedehim in Atayra. Their hands were loose from Torah. They weren't learning the way they should, and therefore that's why Amalek was able to attack. They were weak, their hands were weak from Tyre, so Amalek was able to attack in Refidim. Pasuk Zayin says the place was called also Maso Meriva, because they argued with Hashem, they tested Hashem by saying, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu l'mon, is Hashem among us or not? Is Hashem with us or is Hashem not with us? So we see when Amalek attacked, there were two averis. One was they were rough for Yedeim and Atayra. And one was they questioned Hashem. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu, is Hashem with us or not? Beis HaLevi says, if you look at the Megillah, Esther sends a message to Mordechai and she says, L'das mazeh v'al mazeh. She wants to know what's happening with the whole Gezerah. Mordechai is wearing sack the Efer. She doesn't know what the whole story is. She wants to know mazeh v'al mazeh. What's happening? The Medrash says that Esther was asking Mordechai, what Aveira did Bnei Yisrael do? Mazeh, is it for the Aveira of Zeh, or for the other Zeh? Which Zeh? This week's parasha. Zeh Keili Van Veil. is because the Kais was over Zekeli Vandayu. They were either Amunah believing in Hashem, or were they over the Zeh of the Torah. It says by the Luchas in Pashas Kisisa, Mizel Mizeh Heim Ksuvim. The Luchas were written, you could read it from both sides, Mizel Mizeh. So Esti Es Mordechai, Almazeh Va'almazeh. Were they over the Zeh of Zekeli Vandayu, or the over the Zeh of the Torah of Luchas, Mizel Mizeh Heim Ksuvim. What does Mordechai answer back? Vayagad Loi Mordechai is Kol Asher Koro. Mordechai tells her everything that happened. Says the Beis HaLevi, Korohu, you find by Amalek. In Pashas, he says, Amalek is called Asher Korecha Baderech. They chanced upon you, they met you on the road. Korecha. Korohu. Mordechai answered Esther, and he told her, we're dealing with Amalek. Haman is a descendant of Amalek. Dealing with Amalek. You know when Amalek attacks Klal Yisrael? You know what gives the Kayach to Amalek? Hayesh Hashem Bekirbein Amoyin, and Rofu Yideim in Atayra. These two are Averis. These two Averis, if Klal Yisrael is lacking in their Amunah, and their questions, Hashem with us or not, and if Klal Yisrael is refined them, Rofu Yideim in Atayra, that's when Amalek has the ability to attack. So Mordechai answered it back, yes, it's Amazeh Va'amazeh. It's because of Zekeli Vandayu, the questioning of Amunah and Hashem, it's because of Yizem Yizehim Ksuvim, the Luchais, which is the Torah, and that's when Korohu, that's when Ashakar Chabadenech, that's when Amalek has the ability to attack. Now, if we know when Amalek has the ability to attack, we have to try to prevent it. We have to mechazik ourselves. We have to realize that Hashem is always with us. We have the achrayus to learn Torah as much as we can. And I'll just put it in that even though tonight was a hard night to come for everybody, because of the snow and the cold and the weather, and everyone's saying stay inside. It's a lot easier to stay inside tonight and not to go outside. And yet we came to learn. Speak taka schus for all of us. Schus for Christ, we have to overcome the kayach of Amalek. And Mr. Shem, and Kosh Baruch Hu should watch over us. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yeshua is the Chumash. And yet so are my cautious. And the Zeichem Mashiach who came here remain long night.